We now bring to these microphones David James, who I have a conversation with each and every week right here on Prophecy Today. We take an issue, we discuss it together, and basically we try to give you the undergirding, the foundation from the Bible itself, how to deal with this issue. And this, I think, is becoming a very popular portion of our program. We so appreciate David doing the research and assisting us in this conversation. David, every week we encourage listeners to evaluate everything against Scripture. Today we're going to be discussing how to actually do that and looking at some popular false teaching that needs to be evaluated. Acts chapter 17, the Bereans checking even the Apostle Paul's preaching and teaching against the Scripture.
Well, you're exactly right, Jimmy. It's good to be with you again. The thing that we do encourage everyone to do is to not take our word for it. We're not the final authority. The Scriptures are the final authority, and other teachers aren't the final authority. The Word of God is. So we have a responsibility to study the Word of God for ourselves. We need to develop the tools in our own personal Bible study to understand the Bible correctly.
You know, it comes down to actually how people handle the Word of God when we're discussing these issues and trying to come to a biblical foundation. How we interpret the Bible correctly, which involves using a proper hermeneutic. Now, hermeneutics, let's talk about what it is and why it is so important.
Hermeneutics, the plural of the word, simply means the art and science of biblical interpretation. So it's how you approach the Bible. Then the hermeneutic, the singular form of the word, it simply means that system of interpretation, the principles that we use. So it's a big word, but it simply means our approach, the principles that we use to interpret the Word of God. And it's important because, you know, everybody, whether they realize it or not, they have a hermeneutic that they use. They have an approach to interpreting the Scripture. Some are good, some are bad. Some are way off the wall. Some are very solid biblically because they follow the pattern of the biblical writers and Jesus himself when they were discussing the Scriptures in their own teaching and writing. And if we don't have that proper approach to the Scriptures, then we're going to come to wrong conclusions about doctrine, about God, about what he's doing, about various aspects of theology, whether it be the doctrine of salvation or sin or angels or the end times. And so we have to have that proper foundation that comes through understanding the Bible correctly.
Well, David, give us some basic rules of interpretation that should be used as we go about trying to interpret the Scriptures.
We talk often about what kind of hermeneutic you have, and what we mean by that is, what is your approach? And our approach, the approach that you and I use and solid biblical teachers use, is what's called a literal, grammatical, historical hermeneutic. And what we mean by that is, literal means that we take the Word of God as the Word of God, as he intended, and that he communicated his Word through the grammar, syntax, and vocabulary as he carried along the biblical writers, that the Holy Spirit carried them along and inspired them. That's what we mean by inspired. The Holy Spirit guided the writers so that the words of Scripture are literally God-breathed. They come from the heart and the mouth of God. Then we talk about grammatical. We mean that he used the Hebrew language in the Old Testament and the Greek language in the New Testament. The grammar of those languages, God inspired, even the choice of the words and how they were put together. So that's grammatical. It's the grammatical context. It's the literary context. What does the passage say? What do the verses say before and after it so we understand it correctly? And historical, we're also talking about historical context. The writers wrote at a specific period of time in a specific geopolitical, economic, cultural situation, and as we understand that, that helps enlighten us to what the words of the text actually mean. So those are the basic principles.
Well, you know, and I'm sure you've heard this same thing. I often hear, well, that's just your interpretation.
Well, you know, that really comes from the idea of what does this mean to you? You hear a lot of people say that. What does this passage mean to you? Well, actually, it doesn't matter what it means to me. The question is not what does it mean to me. The question is what does it mean to God? And so by using a literal grammatical historical hermeneutic, I can figure out what it means to God. And then the question is what does it mean for me? Not what does it mean to me, but what does it mean for me? In other words, how do I apply this truth that God has put into the Word of God? So that's just your interpretation doesn't really fly. It's what is God's interpretation?
Yeah, ultimately what God wants us to know, and all of us, and not whatever, how many people there are in the world, 7 billion different interpretations. Well, let's take a look just for a moment, a couple of specific issues, David. You sent me a video with Jonathan Kahn discussing what he believes to be two signs that God has sent as a warning of judgment. Talk to me about this.
Well, that's right. He appeared on the Jim Baker program, as he does very frequently, and he was discussing actually two calves that were born with interesting markings on their forehead. The one is a Holstein, born in September of last year, I believe, in Pennsylvania. And the marking very distinctly looks like a Roman numeral 7. I have to grant you, the picture looks like a 7. Then in Texas, also in September of last year, a red calf was born, and it also has a marking on its head that is similar to a 7. It's not exactly as close as the one born in Pennsylvania, but what he's saying is that these calves, because they were born around the time of the Jewish New Year, beginning in September, that these are signs connected to the end times, an end times judgment that God is bringing, and he ties it into his book on the Harbinger and his book on the mystery of the Shemitah, and said God is sending warning messages to America through these markings in the fur on the foreheads of these two calves.
You know, I watched that video that you sent me. That was a part of a program, Jonathan Kahn appearing on the Jim Baker program. And he says that this sign or warning of judgment is directly connected to Genesis chapter 41. I read 41 and it doesn't seem to be correct.
This goes right to the heart of hermeneutics that we just discussed. Genesis 41 is when Joseph, who is imprisoned in an Egyptian prison, has a dream and talks about 7 cows that appear, fat cows, and those represent 7 years of plenty, and this is directed at the Egyptian Empire. Then there are 7 cows that are lean, and they devour the 7 fat cows, and so it's a warning that there are 7 years of famine coming upon the Egyptian Empire, so they have to prepare, and this God uses this to propel Joseph to a position of second or third in power in the Egyptian Empire, laying the foundation for God raising up the nation of Israel during the next 400 years. Now, the point is this, though. Jonathan Kahn says the 7 appearing in the fur on the calves match the 7 cows in Genesis 41. Well, there's not even a remote connection between this. They're not 7 cows. And so he does this verbal gymnastics with 7 cow, the 7th cow, 7 cows, the 7 cows represent 7 years, which is a Shemitah cycle. He does all these gymnastics, and there's nothing in the text that even remotely talks about any markings on these calves. And, you know, one of the things that I tell my students is, if it's not in the text, somebody made it up. And this particular thing couldn't be more made up, and yet there are millions of people who watch these programs, buy these books, and buy into these kinds of interpretations.
Which is the reason we're having this conversation, because it is dangerous, very dangerous, to do this type of interpreting of the Word of God. Well, in another video I sent to you, David, he's on the TBN program with Perry Stone with 3 other prophecy teachers talking about this same judgment and connecting the Shemitah and the blood moons.
Well, you're right, and these other Bible teachers are endorsing one another and supporting one another's views. So you mentioned Perry Stone, who is the moderator, then Jonathan Kahn, and then you also have Mark Biltz, who discovered the blood moons, the four lunar eclipses that occur on Jewish feast days last year and this year, and then Bill Salas, and they're all tying all these things together, and we've talked about the Shemitah and the blood moons before, and also tying it into the Psalm 89 war, and just bringing all these things together. We're in what is said to be a Shemitah cycle, but the problem is, according to the rabbis, we don't even know what whether the modern Jewish calendar is on God's calendar. It could be off 1 to 3 years. Jonathan Kahn saying that next year is a Jubilee year, but just in the previous sentence before he says that, he says nobody knows when the Jubilee is, which is the 50th year. Mark Biltz says God's timetable is precise, but we don't know when these things are going to happen. So you have these guys who are on the most watched Christian program, and millions of people are affected by these false teachings, and they're tying this together. And then he brings up this issue of the sevens on these calves later in the program. So it's all being tied together and being expanded and influenced people terribly.
Well, these are all the results of mishandling the Word of God. And these men are influencing, as you say, millions of people with books, videos, conferences, TV programs, which I do believe is very dangerous.
That's right. You know, again, as we keep directing people back to the Word of God, is what is being said aligning with Scripture? Fact is, the text means what it says, no matter who approaches it. And if we use a biblical hermeneutic, any one of us can come to the right conclusion.
Yeah, that's the only protection against being deceived in the last days. It's to handle the Word of God in the right way, using a proper hermeneutic, interpreting correctly, is it not?
It absolutely is. And if you don't, it gets very dangerous. My real concern is we're coming up on September 23rd, which is the start of the new cycle, and these guys keep saying, we're not setting dates, but they are setting dates. I call them non-date-setting date-setters. They're warning people, and yes, we should be warned, but what happens when these things pass because they're not connected to the Word of God correctly, and people become disillusioned and walk away from understanding the times that we're in because of these false teachings that are pervading the church today?
A very important conversation that you need to go back and listen to it again. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. You need to take notes on what David revealed to us today about having a proper hermeneutic, especially as we enter into the times of the end described in God's prophetic word. David, thank you so very much. I appreciate it, my good friend.
Good to be with you again, Jimmy.